The Sundance Film Festival is underway in Park City, Utah. The festival has become one of the most important movie markets in North America, a place where a distributor just might pick up an unknown work that just might go on to become a hit in theaters. This year, interest in the festival has grown, so has the number of submissions. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan is there. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Seen anything good?
Well, yeah, I've seen some good things, especially in competition. There's been three films that I really like. There's a very interesting film called Memento, which is kind of a backwards thriller. It starts with what an ordinary film would be the end and works backwards towards the beginning of the story. It's about a man with no short-term memory who's trying to solve his wife's murder, and he has to write everything down or he'll forget it, and he tattoos really important information on his body. There are two films that I thought were interesting, both about, I don't know if it's a theme yet, but there are two films about very strong, powerful mothers. There's a film called In the Bedroom that stars Sissy Spacek as a mother who has to deal with a tragedy in her family. And she gives a really powerful performance. And then there's a film called The Deep End, which is kind of a traditional melodrama about, again, a mother, this time played by Tilda Swinton, who's her family's being blackmailed, and she has to deal with that. So there's a lot for mothers to do in this festival.
How big has Sundance gotten?
Well, it's, you know, Sundance is like one of these circus cars where you say they can't fit another clown in that car. This is like you figure you can't fit any more people here. More and more people come. The number of films keeps going up and up and up. There are 16 dramatic slots in the dramatic competition. 854 films were submitted for those slots. They took 63 short films. 2,174 were submitted. So it's just kind of like lemmings. Everyone keeps coming here.
You're going blind?
You really start to feel like you don't know what you're doing here. There's so many films. It's kind of an endurance test for a critic or for a journalist at this festival because it's snowy, streets are narrow. You would never want to put tens of thousands of people in this place looking to see films, but that's what happens.
And this is just the official festival.
Yes, there's a lot of other kind of auxiliary festivals. They all put dance in the title. The first auxiliary festival was called Slam Dance. Then there was Digidance, Lap Dance, No Dance, Trauma Dance. There's so many, Bob, that they actually formed a cartel this year called the Wasatch Festival Syndicate to try and get more attention.
What part of the festival do you have the best chance of seeing a good movie?
Pound for pound, the documentaries are your best bet. They're very reliable. They're always good. This year, there's a really amazing cross-section. They go from a film called Lolly's Kin, which is by Albert Mazel, one of the real veteran documentary filmmakers, a very subtle, contemplative film about the cycle of poverty and illiteracy in the Mississippi Delta. And you go from there to a film called The Natural History of the Chicken, which is about people's fascination with chickens. There's a woman who saved her chicken's life by giving it CPR. There's a woman who has a chicken as a pet, and the chicken, you know, wanders around her house wearing underwear. It's how people love chickens and also intercut with how the poultry industry treats chickens. It's really kind of a very off-the-wall film.
The ultimate chick flick.
Absolutely.
Now, when do we get to see these movies?
Well, it plays out in a variety of ways. Sometimes, because Sundance provides so much publicity, sometimes these films come out immediately after Sundance. But sometimes if they have to be acquired here, they will play out throughout the whole rest of the year. Some will come out in March, some will come out in the summer, some as late as the fall.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.